This has been going on since 2012, and they hinged this invasive species order, this just arbitrary order out of the clear blue sky, on the wild Russian boar, of which there is no such thing. That would be a Russian male pig. When in actuality, it's the Hogan hog. And the Hogan hog is a breed, a recognized breed, that's raised by Roger Ternan up in Berea. And that's the hog that all the game ranches in Michigan buy. Just yesterday, my daughter was out walking her Hampshire and one other breed around our yard. And in the DNR's eyes, because they're not penned up, they would be feral pigs, probably reclassified as a wild Russian boar, even though they're a 4-H project. It's just being walked around the yard. At the end of the day, these hogs that are on game farms are agricultural-based. They were bred to look scary. Breeding can do a lot. That's how you get a chihuahua from a wolf. I mean, Roger bred a scary-looking pig that went on the game ranches, and the DNR has been at war with Roger Ternan, the breeder, and the game ranches since 2012. We started out with over 50 game ranches. We're down to 5. The DNR has done a great job of putting them all out of business, and they continue the fight to this day, and it's ridiculous. It was brought to Rep. Regas, who's the chair of Weaponization of Government committee, and she recognized it right away as a gross overstep, and we're just shining light on an issue that has adversely impacted game farms up in the UP and a breeder in the UP for no reason at all, other than just spite.